Welcome, welcome, ghouls and ghosts, to this special Haunted Halloween edition of The Spotlight.
And Okoro isn't doing this alone on the scary day of Halloween. Hello, my lovelies. Jane and the Thunderwolf here. We're having a spoopy time.
And since it's Halloween, tell me, are you easily frightened? Do you like haunted houses? And if so, what's the scariest one you've ever been to? For me, it was a dark maze that I had to almost feel my way through. And throughout that maze, you'd encounter people that would slowly start following you or bang the wall next to you. A simple, but really creepy idea. How about you, Jaden?
Spoiler alert. Mine was when I was a kid. I went into my first and last haunted house with my sister and uncle. I was so scared that I covered my eyes 5 feet into the place, so I mostly have blank and black memories of it. The jump scares and creepy sounds made me jolt and whimper, but then the fateful revving of a chainsaw started giving chase to me and my family. I was screaming and ended up crying my heart out in the end. My mom had to come over and hug me close just to help me calm down, and she knew that I did not enjoy Halloween. Don't worry, guys. Just because I don't enjoy Halloween doesn't mean I'll prevent you guys from enjoying it. So enjoy it to your heart's content.
That sounded like a pretty spooky experience, Jaden. But you know what else is scary? Exploring abandoned places. A feeling portrayed perfectly by the intro piece that has been creating our haunted ambiance. This dark and foreboding piece is Pripyat by Drax.
I have to say that I've grown fond of Drax's piano pieces, to the point where this song literally scared me. The sounds felt eerie and made me shudder in fear. Though there were tones and harmonizations, it felt cold and isolated, like it was trying to put me at my worst. Bromley has given us dread, and the name itself has me on edge. I don't know why I signed up for this. While it uses a mix of diminished scales and half steps down, I can hear a mix of misleading dominant chords that put me in a cyberpunk spook. The soft synths and samples just add to the tension, and the harsher tones just gnaw at the back of my neck.
Just because something is scary, doesn't mean you can't have an adventure. While still having some darker progressions and tones, this song is a bit more fun, and like the previous song, has lots of energy. This is Polarization by Fao. A theme like this would be right at home on an adventure in a dark or spooky level in a video game.
now listening to Little Prayer, Ghosts and Goblins, Boneyard Boogie by The Creative Kitsu. This definitely feels very nostalgic to me. It has sound elements and stylings to fit the childish Halloween movies I used to watch. The drums specifically feel pretty reminiscent of the few movies I remember watching way back when. I love how the song ends with a spooky, scary voice and laugh.
Sometimes even scarier than monsters and imminent danger is the fear of the unknown, or the feeling of someone watching you. This eerie and suspenseful piano piece is Restless Dreams by Yagami Foxclaw, and it draws inspiration from the works of Akira Yamaoka. The ominous piano definitely gives me strong Silent Hill vibes.
Title of the song, and the day this spotlight is posted up. I love this version that Oxidized Official has done. What a better way to give us the spook and the musical drive than this wonderful metallic song.
Yeah, I'm amazed how well the genre of metal works for this piece.
I just love the flow, and the guitars taking the melodies through the song was a great call. I especially love the synths that help complement and pull in the Halloween theme. I can't help but imagine Jack Skellington playing one of the guitars. Wouldn't it be such a fun concept to have the icon of Halloween shredding on the strings?
That would be awesome.
Thanks again, my pretties, for submitting your songs for the special spotlight. Whether you're out partying or giving candy to the little children in your town, I hope you're being safe and spreading Halloween cheer.
Have yourself a safe and spooky night, and we'll see you all on our next whirlwind adventure.
This is Jaden, sparking off.